This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
I'm good. Me? Why am I sweating? No reason. There's a lot going on down there. Oh, don't touch my package. God damn.
What's up? Good.
Did you see that clip you sent me of the dude falling in the snow?
Dude, we y'all sent us that clip like 40 times.
We need to reach out and interview that man. I have it somewhere in here, and it is an amazing, it's just a great soundbite. The guy, he's walking down in the snow, and he's just being observant as fuck, just being like, wait, what do we got here? Okay, we got a little bit of snow. Oh, here it is.
Reporting. Oh, play it, please.
On the snow.
Yes.
Legend. I mean, it's in the streets. God damn. Reporting. On the snow, it's in the streets. Goddamn.
That was a stern goddamn.
Dude, do you think he got that from us?
I don't know.
I think he stole it, man.
We reach out, we're like, hey, man, where's our royalties at?
Yeah, he's dude, like, 13 grand, huh? Please. He goes, what the
fuck? Who the fuck? Oh, we're stiff socks. What kind of terrible cartoon figure superheroes are you? Sir, we come in socks. What do you mean, bro?
He was acting as if he's never seen snow before, which is also where was it?
Oh, California.
That was in California.
But yeah, dude. I mean, it was the fact that he held such a clean and crisp goddamn while falling was great.
The articulation.
You could tell it was a long fall because it like he got the whole word out. He got both words up before hitting the ground. Goddamn.
You've seen someone fall slow. It's funniest.
So weird. The generally old people and because. All you can do is make subtle like vowel noises like and then like put your arms out like you're just like shimmying a little. You good down there? Can I help you a little? Watching old people fall is so sad, bro. It's literally like a giant ass sequoia tree just slowly falling and you're like, I can't stop this.
Yeah, it's like you ever seen like Jenga fall slowly?
Yeah.
When you pull the thing and it just goes woop, woop, woop. Yeah. That's what it is to me.
Or you know like you're one block away from like this bitch gonna fall.
Going down.
That's when you see somebody like gripping the side rail going, man, I get so sad when I see old people just doing old people shit. Like you ever seen an old person and they go to put a spoon in their mouth and the hand is shaking?
Oh, come on, man.
I tear up. I want to
kiss old people.
I do.
They're so fucking, you know what's funny about old people, man? They're either really nice or the worst humans
in the world. Because like from afar, every old person, you're like, they're the cutest thing ever. Then you walk by and then they just yell some racist term out and you're like, okay, back to your soup, sir.
When do you die again?
But you know, hold up. Take his spoon away, goddammit. You don't deserve that spork, bro.
Do you think it's super funny when people fall?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what's, it's really? Too, I don't.
Well,
farting and someone falling is not funny to me. The only funny thing is when someone's doing something really confident and then they fall. That's falls. Super funny. But falls aren't fun. People in like high school and elementary school, someone would fall. They're like, fucking Timmy, you ain't shit. It never like made me laugh.
I think all it takes is for you to have a nice hard fall.
Yeah, that's funny.
Shit recently in the snow. I was wearing like Converse, probably these to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, icy. I got this. Like that when it's just ice, not really snow. It's just like that smooth layer.
Black ice.
Yeah. And then you take like a step and then you just eat shit. And then there's a full family just looking at you like, and they keep going.
And they never, if you're a young person, they never help you up.
No, it was a whole family.
Yeah. Whole family said, fuck this kid.
Every decade possible in the family. And they had like a 7-person family and nobody said anything.
No.
And then you eat shit and then you have to play it off. Or you have to be like, fucking, just dodging the feelings, right? They're like, bro.
What are you saying?
What? The first sentence after a fall is funny. I don't think the fall necessarily is funny, but how you recover is hilarious.
Yeah, I pretend I'm doing basketball moves.
Oh, yeah, I start doing push-ups. Like, that's what I would have done on the court, but what was that one move, a slip and slide, where you'd like get on the ground and put the ball and dribble around?
Oh, like the professor? Did you ever watch that N1 shit?
Yeah.
Oh, N1. I was so into it.
That was every white kid's dream. You just be being like, man, maybe one day I could do that.
I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to be the announcer dude so bad. Oh, the professor. Yeah. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah. That stuff was great.
Do you ever watch the professor on YouTube?
No.
He fucking just makes people fall. It's hilarious. That's like, that's his like job.
I have.
It's like the professor 101 with the kid with MS and just fucking makes him fall.
Sounds like a porn title a little bit.
All right.
Is it crazy? If you put like any job in the start of a sentence, it kind of could sound like porn. Uber driver drops off that package. What kind of package? Anything sounds like a porn. Maybe I'm just horny. All right, I've been jerked off a lot here. Here's what's going on. We're doing no jerk January because we hit 1,000 Patreons on Patreon. Boom. Shout out to you guys. And that was the deal. No jerk January.
Yep.
And I'll tell you something, all right? It's hard.
Yeah.
It's literally.
It's hard. I'm rock hard.
Bro, why do you think I'm sitting like this? All right.
Bro, let me tell you something. I've been in the streets being a little scandalous. I've also been reading so much at night.
Reading is
the most unsexy thing in the world. You read a Malcolm Gladwell book.
Lean your book against your dick.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I can't even like remotely get close to it.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Do you read to fall asleep or you read to not be horny?
Both.
If you're horny reading, then you know.
Well, I mean, 50 Shades of Grey maybe gets you a little rock hard.
See, but I read at like a seventh grade level, so it's not horny for me because I'm trying to figure out what the word fellatio is, and I'm like filet mignon.
Filipino.
See, if you can't read at a good level, then your brain is like, what is going on? And I'm like, and then she took the panties off. And I'm like, just put on the movie.
Because you can't.
Put on the movie.
You can't get hard once you're real, when you're in the moment realizing that you're stupid.
No.
No. Because
I read a paragraph and I go, what did I just read again? And then I got to reread it.
But that happens to me. I actually read a lot, but that happens to me every time I read. Dude. I'll read a whole page and be like, what in the fuck? Did I just read?
And my mind is always wandering on the most absurd shit.
Never has anything to do with the book.
Like, who thought of a lazy river? And then I'll be like, I'm reading an erotic book. And then I'm just be sitting there like, that's a good ass idea.
I'd never eaten a Cinnabon off the ground before, you know? Yeah, that's odd.
You know what's kind of crazy? Somebody saw a book and was like, it needs leather on it. Leatherback book, you know? Who's going to make this book sexier?
Speaking of movies, dude, I saw Little Women. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You don't see movies.
No.
Do you even know what Little Woman is? Little Women?
Well, I've seen a few, but
no, you've seen Holes.
Seen Holes.
You've seen Holes in like Transformers, and that's it.
And I only saw parts of that on YouTube.
You ever seen a good movie? You ever seen like Schindler's List?
See, my good movies are like the ones that I just like found in my parents' place. Like I watched Black Hawk Down.
That's an amazing movie.
I watched it.
Okay.
Dude, I remember watching that and I was like, I'm gonna get drafted. Isn't that crazy how like a movie can make you want to do something?
Every single time I watch a movie, it doesn't matter. If it's fucking people playing chess in Nairobi, I'm like, I got to play chess in Nairobi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched Air Bud and wanted to cross up the neighbor's golden retriever. You know, like,
dude, I would dunk on a fucking dog.
The dog just breaks my ankles. I'm like, all right.
Watching a porn, I got to be a construction worker.
I too need to go bald and own a mansion with one couch in it.
So many porn stars are bald. Is it all because there's so much testosterone? I think you need that much testosterone.
Do you think there's a correlation to being bald and having a larger penis?
Yes, I think because if you got a big ass rod, you have more testosterone.
Yeah.
And testosterone's connected with like losing hair. That's why we got full heads of hair. You heard my voice, bro?
Gabe, are you looking that up? Bald? I don't know, man. That is kind of crazy. Like if you go to a porn audition with like a full head of hair, do you think people are looking at you like this fucking idiot?
Little ass.
What, did you not read the breakdown? The breakdown's just bald? Has a Camaro SS. And
wouldn't it be funny if you found out like a porn star drove like a Sequoia van? You know what I mean? Like,
Nissan Leaf, you're like, you care about the environment? It's like, yeah, you know. I think if you're a porn star, you have to have a coupe. Two doors only.
Dude,
or a bus. Bang.
Yeah,
bus.
To bang in it. Yeah. Do you think, can you imagine like being a porn star and then having like a regular life outside of being a porn star? Like
all of them, though.
Yeah, but all you do, you just drop loads on a lady's face and then you go with your wife to Target.
It's really not
like,
a bad gig.
That's normal.
It's not a bad gig.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of pressure, dude. A lot of cameras around. You think they come first? That's why I always, my question to you.
Come first.
Do you think they
reload.
Come first? They shoot it. They fucking film the cum shot first, and then they go back and they do all the fucking. Or do you think he honestly lasts that long? Because if he does, sir, congratulations. Yeah, you ever try to beat a porn star? Can never. Never have.
Beat it?
They always win.
I think it'd be funny if there was a porn series just called Guys Being Honest, and it's just dudes that nut in like 30 seconds. All right, babe, I'm so sorry, but I got nervous. The cameras are here. The film crew. You know, I smelled lunch in the kitchen. I got hungry.
What do you mean? Amateur porn? Yeah. You ever watch amateur porn and the dude's laying it down? You're like, oh, come on, man.
Amateur porn is weird.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't love it?
I don't know what it is that's weird. I feel like I'm just scrolling through somebody's story and that popped up.
Yes, it was hot. I feel like I'm like looking, I think if like I feel actually, like I'm looking through the windows.
I do like the amateur, you know, kind of. I guess it is nice.
The amateur POV.
It's nice because it's more comforting, you know.
Yeah,
it's like watching a basketball game at the park. You're like, if I wanted to, I could get in there,
and I would do fine.
Right, but then you go to like a Lakers game, and you're like, I can't.
Yeah, I don't want to watch LeBron fuck.
Right, but you go to the park, you're like, I could do this.
I could watch Chad do that.
Yeah, you know.
I could be Chad.
The amateur angles are always, they are beyond intimate. The iPhone 11, the three cameras are in the girl's asshole. And the guy, because the angles, and you just filming, it's weird.
Dude, I can't, I think I said this before, but like when I broke up with my girl, or when she broke up with me, what am I talking about? I'm sad still. When
you still got the videos.
Oh God, hold up. There's some snow. Yeah. But I remember I couldn't watch like amateur porn. Cause I'm like, oh, they love each other.
Oh.
I gotta watch some shit where they fucking hilarious. Hate each other.
Yeah.
I need to see a dude like beating a woman with a tennis racket. Like I
Jesus. Something. That's what gets you off, just country club porn?
Dude. That's, I don't know. That's a good place to have a porn. I've never watched a porn in a country club.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't watch amateur stuff, man.
Because it just brought back the memories.
Yeah, because like I feel like they're in love. Like they're fucking all like,
yeah,
you know what
crazy.
I mean? There's no one's choking. Like they're all just like, I got it.
They're whispering nice things.
Yeah, like I love you.
What?
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, recently, man. It's kind of really? Sad. For the first time in a while.
Oh, dude, I'm actually...
For the first time in a while.
I'm so excited. I don't know where my brain went there.
Like, you know how Bill Burr talks about how he just compresses it all down?
Of course.
I had a moment where it kind of leaked up for a second. I was back home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And my dog, she's getting older. She's 15, right? And she had a seizure while we were all at dinner. She's alive. But she, like, we're eating and we look over and my dog's on her back just... choking up.
No.
I love this dog. And then afterwards, I just stepped away with the family and I was just petting my dog. She had this old little like watery / milky eyes. Yeah. She got cataracts in one of them. I broke down.
Yeah.
I broke down.
Dude, there's nothing, tears. There's literally nothing more sad than holding something that is like, that is so dependent on you. Like just like violently helpless type of thing.
What I hate seeing is when people can't control what's going on. I mean, we're just talking about that. Literally, in this episode, is just like when you see elder people and they can't control, you know, their hand movements. You know, saying racist things. You know, you're like, all right, well, you know, but like when you see somebody who is they can't control stuff like that, oh, fucks me up.
Yeah, it's that helpless stuff.
That helpless shit. It breaks me down.
It's the helpless
always
thing. It's
like, me down. So when I saw my dog, it was so weird. She was on her back. I thought she was about to go. I was like, this is it. I'm going to never enjoy steak again because I was eating a steak while watching this go down. I was like, this is not a good combo.
She got milky eyes. I'll never drink milk again.
Yeah, but, bro. Yeah. So, I mean, is she a bitch? You know, female dog. So I just never talking to bitches again. Goddamn. But after I saw that, my dog just like kind of like later just like ran up next to me. And I was like, oh, fuck me up.
Dude.
My dog is just fine. We Googled it. And they're like, yeah, dogs do that. And I was like.
Well, can they not do that? How do we make it not so that doesn't happen again?
Oh, bro, it fucked me up for a good 10 minutes. I was out of it.
Oh, yeah. Because it also just, those moments will be the catalyst to bring up everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're crying for the dog, but you're also crying.
A lot, you know, and
yeah.
Just like the helplessness of like when somebody's old and in a hospital. I was like, oh, no, goddamn, no.
Yeah, dude.
It was a sad goddamn.
Bro, I remember when my because I still have a dog, but the dog lives in Miami with my ex. And I remember
that dog living in Miami.
Oh, the dogs, dude. My ex has a house with a goddamn huge ass backyard with nothing but lizards in the back. So my dog just goes outside, has a doggy door, and just chases lizards all day.
What do you think is going through a dog's brain when he sees a lizard?
Give me that.
But like, in what sense?
Give it to me now.
To eat it?
I don't know if they have a plan. I think they're just like, give me that moving shit.
Hey, what the fuck that thing?
That's exactly what it is.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, they're just like, give it to me. They just run around, give it to me. That's what it is.
Yeah, bro.
But when my dog was in the process of like leaving, my ex like let me have the dog for like a week to like, you know, say goodbye to it. And I mean, you understand like animal love. Like I fucking, like this is my daughter, bro. Like literally like my dog daughter. Like
the one that I met at your apartment, or this is in Miami?
No, I think you did meet my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you met her. But yeah, anyway, she lives in Miami now, but I remember I had like a couple more hours with this dog and I was just like laying with the dog. And the moment where I had to leave to go do a thing and my ex was going to pick the dog up in like 20 minutes. So this is the last time I was going to see her before she moved to Miami. Dude, I was like crying as I was saying bye. And then I left and I walked down the stairs and I could hear my dog moaning and barking like a block away. Oof. Dude. And she does not do that. She like felt that I was like saying bye. Yeah. It was, dude, I broke the fuck down.
And I've only seen like 4 movies in my life, but you know what movie fucked me up?
Hmm.
Have you seen Big Daddy?
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
And they go to take the kid away, who is actually Cole Sprouse, or one of them.
Who?
Zach and Cody, the twins.
Oh, shit, Disney? Really?
That was one of them. Dude,
what?
They've been on their acting game for a minute. That kid, I think they were in a few movies or whatever, but when they go away and the child services goes to take him, his last word, he goes, "But I wiped my own ass." I was like, I can't even wipe my ass. Mavis, what the hell the Charmin at?
Sheridan, come back and I'll wipe my own ass. God damn.
Yeah, but it was like little shit like that. Isn't that crazy? I think like for stand up, an applause break is like best thing you can get. But as a movie, like a director or a writer, seeing somebody cry to your film, you got to be a little hard. Me, like, yeah, that's right.
Dude, I was directing the last, the film I did up there, go buy it. But I was. Me and my other friend Danny Weingarten, super funny comic, we were directing a scene where the lead was having this like long like emotional speech, and we were watching the monitor as she was doing it, and we were both, me, Daniel, and my little brother, because he was helping on the film too, we were all weeping watching her through the monitor as she was crying. It was such a beautiful, because you can feel that shit, dude.
Yeah, and it's
also like she's your really good friend. You guys also wrote the thing together. It's just a combination of like 18 different emotions. But but it was a beautiful moment where she was like, everyone was just crying.
Yeah. Have you seen Marley and Me? Does everybody... I was like, yeah, that's cool and all. Back to dogs. I don't realize how...
I know you didn't mean it like that, but that was such a fucking funny. My mom just passed away. Oh, sick, man. You want to go to the candy store? Holy shit, Marley and Me. What is that?
That's the one with a dog and there's a boat. That's all I know. But everybody, I think the dog dies at the end, and people are like, "That's my go-to cry movie." They're like, "I'll cry. I'll cry a fucking goddamn." Kilo of goddamn tears in me,
dude. Any animal thing will make me weep.
Yeah,
you ever seen those videos where the dude comes back from war and then the dog runs out? Yo,
let me take the step deeper. You ever seen the one where the dog lays on a grave of like a soldier and the dog's shaking?
What?
It exists. There's one video I saw where the dog's laying on the grave of a soldier and the dog's like shaking, and I'm like, bro, I'll lose 35 pounds right now. Tears alone. No, that's fucking. I don't know what it is. Man, fucking.
You know what also kills me, dude, is when you're watching like The Voice or any of those fucking, or and you have this like older woman. She comes out. She's haggard as fuck. And then they're like, "All right, let's see what you got." And she goes, "Oh," and dude, she starts to crush it. I've lost myself 5 to 10 times.
The Voice and all those singing competition shows are so fucking good at editing.
Oh my God.
The way they build the story up, the way they add everything, they're like, "This is Nathan. Nathan didn't have a family or a home." Nathan's like, "Yeah, I did." They're like, "Shut the fuck up, Nathan." Nathan didn't have a family or home. He was beat till he was 13.
He like, lived in a bang bus.
I literally had a maid in every room. I was fine. I lived in the Hamptons. He was beat up. And so they build up the story, right? And then they have the sad music. And then they get out there, right? You're like, ah, this poor animal. This poor dude. And then they crush whatever they do. And they get the golden buzzer. And Howie Mandel just goes, you know what? I got something for you. And then they have the cheerful music.
And then they play the music. Like, dude. They literally, there's some type of psychological thing that they understand, like their music to make someone cry.
And meanwhile, the producers are in the back just jerking off to everybody crying. They're like, ha 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 ha, this is going viral. Dude. And they always do. They get like 40 million views on Facebook because the Facebook audience is like, this is the most beautiful. Why do we even have politics? We should love each other. And I'm like, what the fuck?
This is going to cure cancer.
Yeah, no, it's like the comments are literally so... Comments are hilarious on Facebook because they're so weird. They're like so out of context, but it somehow goes full circle. I'd be like, well, I had fully just given up on my divorced husband because he cheated on me 9 times. But after seeing how good Derek can sing, I might give him another chance. You're like,
how does that link? Is Derek your child?
But it's always, they're like, I have lost all faith in humanity. I plan to just start fighting people on the street tomorrow. But this brought me joy.
I used to kill Cocker Spaniels on a daily basis. But you know
what? Now I own 19 of them.
After watching.
They don't cancel the show.
Because there's 19 dogs that are going to die. Anyways, Marley and Me is a good movie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Marley and Me? The editing on that is so good. And that's, I've had like friends that have been on like America's Got Talent. They said they script the shit out of it. They have to. They're like, that's part of the audition. They go, who are you and what's your story? Because they're saying like, can we build a storyline through you? Because I mean, bro, all that shit is script. They know who wins or they know who gets to the top 10 during casting away.
Of course. Because so, I hear but, you but, sing, they hear
people,
the story.
But a lot of people watch that stuff being like, I can't believe he made it. You mean the guy who had one eye who was an orphanage? You thought they would cut him round one?
Yeah, he doesn't have a voice box. Yeah. And he was so good
on the voice.
How is that?
He's just playing somebody else's Sam Smith YouTube cover and lip syncing it.
Yo, he sings with that thing. Bro. Maria.
But to be honest, I'll tell you what, you get a good enough background story behind it, the guy's going top 10 for sure.
Dude, speaking of Danny Weingarten again, he did America's Got Talent, I think. He did stand-up, and I went to go see him. They kept him, he was supposed to go out and do the initial audition like 40 different times, just never went out. They never the producers never called him, and it was getting down to the last one, and they gave him news that he wasn't going to audition. And we were there for like 5 hours.
Yeah, fuck
and
that.
You're just walking in the backstage, freaking out that you're about to perform in front of all these people. And they told him he's not going to do it. So he like, you know, the emotion of the day, and it's like, a, you know, he's been there since 6 a.m. and it's like all this whole thing. So he started to like get emotional because they were like, you're not going to do it. They're like rejecting him and all this kind of stuff. And then he starts to cry. And then the host walks up and goes, you're on next. That's how produced this is.
Wow.
Because as soon as he started weeping, they go, oh, tears. Good. Get out here.
Yeah. Sympathy story. It up. Go. When was your dad at war? He wasn't. He was a painter. He was at war.
When did your dad die? He's alive. He's actually here. That's how your dad is your crowd. Uncle.
They're like, not anymore. Perform. That'd be so fun.
How many dogs have you killed?
Right before you go on, hey, you're Trevor Wallace, right? Cool, you're next. All right, thanks, man. By the way, all of your family has been kidnapped, but don't worry about it. They'll come back after. We got a ransom note for you. You can read it now. Here you go. Yeah, the blood is still fresh, but no, you're on right now.
Here's the thing about the ransom note. If you don't get past this stage of this competition, your entire family is going to die.
The gun is at everybody's head right now. Regardless of how you do, probably not going to go well.
Yeah, no.
Give it your best. Give it your best. The producers are fucking the worst. All they care about is making the scene. They don't give a shit. They'll make you look as bad as possible. There's been comedians I know that are on the show that you sign your life away when you do these shows. They can edit it however you want. They could literally have nobody on the stage, get a camera shot reaction to the crowd, be like, okay, everybody boo on three. And they do that. And then they sync it up. I forget. I just did a show with a guy. They made him look like he ate shit.
And he didn't.
He didn't. But like, it was like, you go on the show as a comedian to be like, at least I'll have a TV credit that I can show to comedy clubs and be like, hey, I did this show, or here's a YouTube clip. But like, you now, if you Google this dude's name, it's him getting booed.
fuck.
And you're like, can you delete this? And they're like, ha 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 ha. No, like, sad story. We'll make you a sad story. Now you got to use. Now he has to have a kid who becomes a comedian, and then he's got to be like, well, my dad was booed on AGT,
and I was too. Boo!
And then Howie Mandel still fucking alive somehow, and he's like, and golden buzzer, season 4000.
By the way, Howie Mandel never gonna pass away. I think no, he's been dead Cannon, for 10
him
years.
Him and Nick Cannon, they're, I don't know what the fuck they put in their water, but I don't know what dick of they got down there that's just been fucking the fountain of just goddamn looks amazing. They're just alive forever.
I think it's wealth.
Wealth?
Wealth equals yeah. You're good.
Isn't that crazy? People be like, he looks so good for being 65. It's like, yeah, he's
more. Been filthy rich since he was 22 years old.
$75 million. He's not taking Flintstone vitamins, dumbass. He's also, that's me.
Dude, here's the thing. You get enough sleep, you don't have kids, you're good. You ever look at someone who's like 50, like, no kids, and good sleep? You're like, oh, you look phenomenal. Yeah, because I care about myself.
That's like the natural way. But like, I mean, you can have all that shit and you got money. You just have a doctor fucking blast your ass with stem cells. I don't know how those work. Do we ever look up if porn and bald guys have any relation? Anyways, so you take enough stem cells, but I don't know what it is. People will be like shocked. Like, Will Smith looks so great. Motherfucker, he's Will Smith.
He has a blood boy. He has a blood boy.
He could literally.
He puts a fucking tube in Jaden.
Yeah.
And Jaden gives him his blood. Well, and they transfer it out.
Jaden is just out here just
who loves water more than Jaden?
Jaden Smith.
No one
loves water. I love water too, but Jaden Smith wakes up just rock hard and goes, H2, goddamn, hold up.
Dude, this motherfucker, he's fucking a girl and the girl is taking out the lube. He goes, not a problem. And he takes out fucking water.
Yeah.
And then he puts it on the dildo.
Have you ever talked about this, how disrespectful it is when you have sex and afterwards you offer a girl a glass of water and she's like, I'm good.
No, you're not, bitch.
You're telling me.
You're not good.
All 7 minutes of missionary and you're not parched?
What? Did I stroke all seven? No.
I rolled the condom all the way down.
All the way down. Did I stick my balls in there? Of course I did.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just a funny thing. Like, is it a flex on their half? Or are they just like genuinely not thirsty? But as a dude, when you're any bit slightly competitive, you're like, huh. Yeah, no, that's cool.
No, it's fine.
No, it's okay. I got the water, just, you know, you got to water some shit tomorrow, but you know, it's fine. You know, got to water the IKEA plant. You know,
the moment that a girl turns to me and goes, I need some Pedialyte. That is the moment.
Has it happened?
No, but that's the moment where I go, oh, you're my wife now.
Bro, I'd be stoked if she's like, could you give me like a Propel or something? Not even like a top notch Gatorade, yeah. Like Propel. Remember Propel?
Yeah, Propel was out here for a little bit.
Where did they go? I liked them. They were clear, right?
It was clear. It was water. And was it just water?
Nah,
it was Gatorade.
Was electrolyte-ish, yeah.
You know what's so funny about electrolytes? My mom's like a nurse, so she obviously knows all this shit. Yeah. She goes, do you understand that just it's water? Like, water has electrolytes. People were like, this water has electrolytes. Yeah, so does all water.
So what does it mean when it says this has added electrolytes?
They're lying to you.
What I don't get, and this is going to sound insane, and people are going
to
be like, yo, he dumb as shit. We know that.
If you're
52 episodes in and you're like, is Trevor Wallace smart? I'm not. Here's the thing. How do you make water? Okay, obviously it's H. No, shut the fuck up. I know.
You can't make water?
No, that's what I'm saying. But like,
how
the fuck, how do you add electrolytes? What is an electrolyte? How do you fucking make water and put that shit in there? How do you take two parts hydrogen, one oxygen? How do you make water?
I'm surprised you knew two parts hydrogen, one part
H2O.
That's fucking I didn't know that.
I watch a lot of Jaden Smith videos.
But
are we just running on one supply of water? Does piss turn into my Brita filter?
Should
I stop peeing on my Brita? What is going on?
Did you pee in your Brita?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
But I had electrolytes. Is it all the same recycled water, or it gets evaporated and it's condensation?
I think it's all the same water.
I've been watching too much Joe Rogan.
It's all the same. It's all the same water. It's a water cycle. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works either.
But like,
how does wind happen? What's wind?
Wind is just
what's wind?
No, wind is just the earth speeding it up a little bit.
You don't know.
I do.
What's the wind?
It's like, you know, when you're in a convertible and you park, you don't feel it, but then you accelerate and you feel it in your hair.
Okay.
I got a new car is what I'm trying to say here. It's not a convertible, but
real talk. You know what's the easiest way to explain everything? And this is what I'm going to raise my kids with a religion. Could you just say, oh, God. Everything's God. Yeah. What's wind? Oh, it's just God going. That's it. What's water? Oh, it's God. He's working out. It's sweat. Because I don't know science. How easy is it to explain a kid?
I feel like that's a parent cop out. Did you ever ask your parents a question that they either didn't have the answer to or they didn't know what to tell you at the time? And they just use God as a cop out? I was like, yo, mommy, why is dad gone every night at like 1 a.m. to like 3 a.m.? And she's like, God.
Damn.
God is code for a strip club. You feel me? No, I'm kidding. My dad, yeah, good guy.
He's a good guy. I don't know.
What are we going to do at strip clubs when dollar bills come extinct?
Do you think they're going to be extinct?
I think they're on the way out.
You just throw bitcoins at bitches?
I mean, I think realistically, real talk, a smart move as a stripper, something I would probably consider, put my Venmo or Cash App name on my ass. Booty cheek.
Like tattoo it on there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or on like the bikini. And then before you strip, you're like, yo, it's Courtney, but it's spelled like Court, then K-N-E-E, like knee, because she on her knees. Hold up. Why is it not a porn star name?
Courtney might be.
Courtney's.
Courtney's. She's down on her knees.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a terrible pun. Anyways, I don't know.
But yeah,
because you know, like when, because I've even seen that with like people who are like homeless. They're like, oh, people are like, oh, I don't have dollars. They're like, oh, well, you can cash at me. And I'm like, huh?
How do you have a phone, sir?
Bro, I mean, it's not a great phone, but I've seen plenty of homeless people with like iPhone 4s or something.
Yeah, the thing is, if you have a phone, if you have like a cash app, you need a motherfucking bank account. Yeah. You have no home but a bank account? How did that even work? I do think a stripper, I think honestly, but what you were getting at before, I do think a stripper with a Cash App thing tattooed or somewhere, or even just like a little like, hello, my name is sticker.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Because the most disrespectful thing in a strip club is when they get thrown dollars at them, and then after the song's over, they have to pick it up. Yeah. That is.
That,
yo.
Strip clubs are cool until you see them. What they are.
I hate them.
They're cool for like 5 minutes, and then you see shit like that, and you're just like, man, that's a human. Why are we putting somebody through that?
Also,
I would be panicked if I went to a strip club high. I'll tell you that much. I would overanalyze everything.
I can't do
I'd get up
high.
On the stage and whisper in the ear like, I'll take you to Red Lobster. We ain't got to do this.
Isn't it funny that rappers love to save a hoe? I don't want to save nobody. I want to save you.
I won't even save a Greenpeace activist. I won't save the guy who asked for a dollar a Ralph. Could you spare? You want to donate an extra dollar to the children? Fuck them.
Dude, I don't pay attention. I'm so used to being in New York that when someone even asks me the time, I go, nope, thank you, God bless. That's all I say.
Thank you, God bless. That's a heater.
Dude.
Because they're like, man,
well, now bless you as well. It catches them off guard every single time. No, I'm sorry, God bless. What? Yeah, okay, thank you.
Dude, what's crazy is when people retaliate and they pull the race card on you. Like some, this even just happened a couple months ago, Rite Aid. I walk out and he's like, you got a dollar? And I was like, nah. I just like on my breath, I was like, nah. And he just goes, oh, so you don't like Mexicans? I was like, what?
How did you know?
I was like, God damn it, I love y'all. And then I just gave him my whole bank account. So I'm broke right now.
You just cash dapped them?
Yeah. And then he had a Cash App on both of his butt cheeks. And
I like the dudes. I just like when they got a little hustle to them. That's what I like. I don't like the ones on the corner that are like, you got it. Like, if you get a little bit of like performance, like a performative.
Performance or like cool aggression. They're like, I'll beat your ass. And you're like, you will.
But I even like that.
Yeah.
At least you're going to work for it.
Yeah.
If you beat my ass, like that's working for it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, Gabe, do we ever find out if
porn and bald dudes?
Yeah, the science is in. It makes them more aerodynamic.
No way.
No.
You would think a haircut like mine would be aerodynamic.
How? I feel like that's the opposite.
Well, what's the difference? It's like a spoiler for your head. What does a spoiler do?
I don't know what. Okay. Here's the
what
thing.
What does a spoiler do?
No one.
Guys in the Subaru right now are punching the steering wheel like, what do you mean? What does it do? We're going to get so many guys being like, in Portland, Oregon, what you do is you put a spoiler on it, and then you fucking huff some goddamn IPAs, and then you drive 3 miles per hour faster, and you shove it up your goddamn beard. I'm sorry, Oregon. I want to go there. I'm jealous.
Do you remember when Fast and Furious came out?
Of course.
Okay. How bad did you want to put NOS on whatever car you had?
Oh, bro, I don't know. The funniest thing about NOS is like, when the fuck ever would you use it?
I would use it if I was late to the post office.
I think I would use it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I was ever going to be like, if I was on Drive by the Beach, PCH, and I was like, today's the day, I just off it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm seeing a car go nitro into the ocean. Because that's not even a decision. That's a statement.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm clearing the little tide. I want to go fucking deep end.
Dude, can you imagine just going straight? Can you imagine just going over families?
Mommy, what's that?
That's God's son. And just fucking splash.
Oh, son, that's a Mustang GT. So whoever it was that was driving it is in a better place now.
Dude, hitting Nas in not a Nas situation is so...
It's funny because it's like a switch. It's not like the computer's like, are you sure you want a Nas? You just hit it. You just end up fucking... A parking lot of a Ross. There's people trying to cross the street. Everybody shopping at Ross is 95 and up. And you're just...
You just got a new Samsung. You're leaving fucking Boost Mobile. And your girlfriend's like, I think I like this phone. What's this? No!
Yeah, like McDonald's drive-thru. You're like, oh, can we get an extra pack of barbecue sauce? They're like, barbecue's actually extra. Oh, word?
Yo, hey, little baby, you got to give me some Roadhead. I don't really want to. Oh, yeah?
Imagine getting Roadhead while you hit Nas.
Oh, my
Your
God.
Dick's getting chopped right off. You hit floor and then...
It's over. You ever think someone lost a dick in a horrible Roadhead accident? Because 100% that's happened.
Maybe not lost a dick, but definitely like some chomp.
Oh,
that's the biggest fear is see, like, do you like when girls put the balls in the mouth?
Yeah, but I get super
nervous,
scared.
Because
I don't think ladies.
I get nervous.
I do not think ladies. Look at me. I don't think you know how sensitive they are.
Bro, I feel like I'm smuggling 9 kilos up my ass at an airport TSA. I'm just like, I'm good. Me? Why am I sweating? No reason. Just there's a lot going on down there. Oh, don't touch my package.
You look at the TSA guy and go, Nas.
Y'all ever seen Marley and Me? I don't know what it is, but it's like, because...
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. Okay, I almost said I don't know if girls are this petty, but they are.
Yes,
I'm petty too. This is for sure happening in Florida probably twice a year. Imagine you fuck over a girl, but she plays along with it, so you think that she doesn't know. She's like, "Can I go down on you?" Wah wah wah. Consent 2020, baby. Good for her.
Oh yeah.
And then she puts the balls in her mouth and just chomps.
Cause let me tell you something. You don't even need a chomp. You can lightly bite.
Oh, you sneeze.
And it's gone. Then all of a sudden you Lance Armstrong. Ba 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 ba.
And that's best case scenario. Best. That's only if they could get one ball in the mouth.
If they go two balls.
And I mean, the other ball might just be like, that's my brother. And then just off it himself.
Oh.
Nas. Into the ocean.
Bro, if she ate both of your balls off, got into your car, and used your last Nas,
I would be like, I would slow clap while my dick is bleeding out and be like, Rebecca, you done it again.
Someone vote for this bitch for president because she deserves it.
Oh my God. That's what's the terrifying part.
Oh, it is. But I had a moment recently when I was like, when I caught, like, you know, sometimes those girls down there and she gets a little teethy at moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. but I had a.
I've done it.
Have you done it?
I done had it done did me.
Oh, I've done it and had done did it to me.
You had a ball in your mouth?
Oh, my own. I am.
Anyways,
I would suck my own dick for sure, bro. I know we talked about this before. I don't care. I thought about it.
I mean, every 9-year-old in the world goes, I wonder if I could.
And then they go, nah.
Dad walks in and goes, tie my shoelace. Why are you naked? Don't got shoes on.
Well,
I'm trying to suck my own dick.
Nas.
That'd be a time for Nas.
But I had that moment when there's like teeth or two on it, and I'm like, yo, this could be bitten off with no problem. Yeah. There's no bone down there. No. It is just blood and skin. It's not, there's no muscle, nothing. It's blood and skin. That's it.
So what'd you do?
I just had a moment. I just had that moment where I was like, oh, this can be bitten off.
Mm-hmm.
And it got way less teethy. I think there was just a little bit of excitement up top trying to, because it was like first time we hooked up. So it was, a little bit of like, you got to get adjusted.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of adjustment.
Yeah, it's like sitting in somebody else's car seat. You're like, well, we got to get used to this.
Yeah, you ever put someone else's Uggs on? You're like, these feel weird. And then eventually.
You ever had sex with an Ugg? God damn.
I will.
There's ever a shoot a fuck.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's like fucking a polar bear. Yes.
Polar bears do got ass, though. I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you what, we went to that zoo one time. They got dirty ass.
They're
disgusting.
Polar bears, real life versus what you see online, not the same.
No.
I pulled up and I was like, this is who Coca-Cola hired to be y'all spokesman?
They're not nice people.
No. What if zoos are rehab for animals?
That's what it is.
But what if they were like acting up and they're like, you gotta come this way?
Or what if they're addicted to drugs? That's hilarious.
Yeah. I could see that.
Fuck. Dude, Gabe.
Yo.
What are you doing, man?
Hey, you wanna do some sock talk?
Being a sock talk, look at the socks Blower got on today.
Ooh. What's up?
God damn. I felt like I done took ecstasy and went to a winter wonderland.
Oh, God damn.
Got a sock in the shoe? What the fuck going on with my socks? Oh,
let me see.
We're wearing Stan socks. They help sponsor a video. We like Stan socks.
Oh.
Use my code. God damn. I don't know if that's a code. Anyways. Nas. Anyways.
Oh, dude, I'm definitely going to Nas out of every situation. That's so fucking... That's so funny if you could just personally Nas.
That's called semen.
Okay.
But it's actually the opposite when you nut. Because like... That would be like if you hit NOS and then your car just got really tired after. Could you imagine?
What's your recovery time after you come? Not to fuck again, just to be a human being.
Oh, to be a human being or load up again?
To be a human being.
Hour.
An hour to be a human?
Yeah, well, you still feel weird. I don't know.
Oh, mine's like I need 5 minutes. Like I don't know who I am for 5 minutes. Like if okay, I come,
well, there's stages, but I'm talking like, oh, I could get a nut off again, goddamn.
Oh, a nut off again. I need at least 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But to everything to come back online.
Oh like, yeah. Well, I still mentally feel better, but like there's still that grace period where you just be like looking at reflections in the mirror and be like, who am I?
I know, dude. If I come and then you go, who are you? I'm like Abraham Lincoln. I have no idea. I have no idea who I am.
That should be a podcast. Your guests just freshly come. You throw them in the seat and they're like, God, what? Pythagorean theorem. How the hell?
How come your mom didn't hit you? Gabriel.
Yo.
Can we get some sock talk, bro?
Yeah, here. Thanks, one here, man. From Gene G. Who says, what's better, hot coffee or iced coffee?
Iced coffee.
Ice. It's not even close. Gene, fuck you.
I like hot coffee in the morning a little bit because it warms you up a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yes, me too.
In the morning, gets you all warm, gets you all tingly. Makes your bowels be like, are we doing this? And then iced coffee throughout the day. I fucking love iced coffee.
Iced coffee throughout the day. It's like a refreshing thing. But I agree with you. In the morning, I don't know if I want iced coffee. Like in the morning. Like the first thing. No, I like hot espresso in the morning. How long does it take you to poop after like, when you wake up, have an espresso, or have a coffee? Dog. I take
32 seconds.
I take two sips and my body's like, hold up.
It's crazy. But I don't know what it's the scent. Because obviously the caffeine that helps expedite the process.
Expedite, good word.
Yeah, I can't spell it.
Hell no.
What is that, a rental insurance company? That's Enterprise. Anyways, expedite. Hold up, car got broken into in Vacaville. Anyways.
Fuck Vacaville, dude.
I think it's the mindset mixed with a little bit, but it's like your body being like, oh.
It's like the Pavlov's dog thing. Smell it. I'm fucking, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you dirty bitch. All right. Hold on.
Oh, God damn. Dude, you know, oh, my God.
You did the audacity of a coffee shop to only have one bathroom. That's what pisses me off. You're a shit factory. That's all Starbucks is.
That's it.
Is a shit factory. You go in, you pay for your future shit, you get your drink that makes future shit, and then they got a bathroom with a code on it for one person. And you're like, everybody in here has to shit.
Hey,
everybody.
Also, Starbucks, there is a homeless man in the bathroom that lives there. Get him out.
Dude, I went to the Starbucks right near me, actually, the closest one. It was a dude. He posts up every day with he has two monitors and he has like a wireless Wi-Fi router and he just posts up all day. And I'm like, you could do this anywhere.
Get a job.
Well, also, there's bigger Starbucks, you know? There's nicer ones, too.
There's a dude at my Starbucks that wears like scrubs, like nurse scrubs, every day. Sir, you don't have a job.
Sir, that's a Halloween costume you found from 2014 in the dumpster.
You don't have a job, sir.
Your dick is out.
His computer, he's at a desktop, not plugged in. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude.
I'm at work.
A full Starbucks is 14 tables packed with people and one little bathroom. And it's like, you know what?
Yeah. I think you just brought up a good point. I think that every Starbucks, they should count the amount of tables they have, and that's the amount of bathrooms they should have.
I just like, one of my great feelings when you go to a restaurant and they just got just stalls for days.
And single bathrooms.
Single bathrooms?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
You ever walk into a bathroom and you're like, ugh, this is going to be terrible. And then you look and they have separate stalls, but every stall has a door that's from the ground all the way to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
those
yeah.
stalls where you can like where weirdos see can duck shoes. Under.
Never got the point of where you can see the shoes under.
Do you need to see my shoes?
No. It was always weird when you worked at the workplace because then you know who's blowing up the bathroom.
Sometimes I put my, when it's awful, I put my feet up. You know what's funny is when you're at a comedy club and you're like headlining or whatever,
yeah.
and you have like weird shoes on. And I'm taking a poop, like a pre-show poop, which happens every single time because of nerves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people come in. I go, dude, they're going to look at my shoes. They're going to smell this heinous poop. And they're going to see me on stage. And the shoes are right at eye level. And they're like, this motherfucker just blew up the goddamn bathroom.
You're
going
to lean into a girlfriend and be like, you just blew this shit up.
Yeah.
Comedy clubs, the bathroom is always, it's just put it in the green room. And we're good here.
In the green room.
But Jesus Christ.
What are we talking about? Coffee.
Oh, well, yeah. I that's why I feel like I'm all for the gender neutral bathrooms because it's usually
just
a mini room.
Oh,
anybody who's against it, what do you like smelling somebody else's cornbread coming out their ass, bro? I'm good, dog.
I'm fine. I don't want to know you had fondue, bitch.
Yeah, the gender nudie bathroom is great because it's just a little room, privacy.
Family bathroom,
and you
same
feel
thing.
Like you can take your time in there.
Oof, dude. And it always
you're like, you're going to rush me, bro? I'm gender neutral. You rushing somebody who don't give a damn.
I don't give
a... I'm taking a shit. That's what I'm taking.
Haven't made a decision. What's good?
The great. A good bathroom. Isn't that wild? How like... Is that... What is that? Is that a mature thing? Or is that just like... You're used to traveling and being in the city like Los Angeles where you're in so many like terrible bathrooms.
Yeah.
You see a nice one, you're like, all right, I can get down with this.
Dude, this is how mature I am. I just bought a new toilet seat and I dropped racks on the...
Really?
$75 on a fucking toilet seat.
What and is different about it?
It's ergonomic.
What?
I sit on it. It like hugs my booty. It's like perfect. It's like it's molded for me somehow. I don't know. But it feels...
Like an ug for your asshole?
You ever put a piece of like a Tupperware top? It will... When I sit on it, the toilet goes...
What is different about it? Is it curvaceous?
Yeah, it's curvaceous. It's like it's like instead of flat, it dips on all the edges.
Have you seen those things that people use, a squatty potty where you put your feet on it?
Those are my favorite things in the entire world.
Do those help?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Really?
I'm so Jewish that I haven't purchased one. I think they're probably $10. But what I do literally is I have a magazine rack, and I put it and I just put my feet up on the magazine
on your
rack.
Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, get your life together. You spend $75 on a fucking toilet seat. Squatty potty.
You know what would be so funny? You put some ads on like Craigslist, like the dating side, and you're like, I need a freak. I need a girl to come over for like 5 minutes. She's like, okay, that'll be a quick $75. And she's like, so what do you want me to do? You're like, I'm going to get naked and take a shit. She's like, I love it. And you're like, no, just hold my feet up. I ain't got a squatty potty yet. So hold up. So what does it do? It just makes your body more like...
Yeah, I think it pushes
straight
your
forward.
Yeah, I think it just like there's nothing like impeding the poop, so
that's
it just
crazy.
Like slides out. Who invented that?
I don't know.
Probably like a bear.
Maybe somebody who was short. I think their feet didn't touch the ground,
ooh,
and then they put it up there, and they're like, "Oh, Daryl, my dick still here, and I'll just shit it."
Marriott.
What was the question? Iced coffee. Starbucks. Get some more fucking bathrooms.
That's it. That's the answer to that, Gene Gray, whatever your name was. Gene, what's his name? Gene G?
Gigi.
Gene G.
Gigi Hadid.
Bella Hadid. I like that name, actually. Gigi.
Kiki.
Can I say something crazy? The Habibs aren't hot to me.
Oh, that sounded wildly racist.
Yeah, I apologize.
Bella and Gigi, the girls. You don't find them hot?
I do not. Have you seen them like regular Instagram shit? Or no, on them on like TikTok? I'm looking at them like, you got too many bruises on your legs. What happened? What happened? Are you MMA? What's going on here?
They were bowling.
You get a hit with a roller?
Somebody hit the goddamn Nos while they were walking through a Ross parking lot.
That's so fucking cool. Funny to me.
I think the coolest part about Nos is like that blue look.
Oh my gosh.
You said you didn't play like Grand Theft Auto growing up.
No, I never did.
Gabe, you played Grand Theft Auto and like Saints Row. Mm-hmm. When a car got Nos, you're like, I am suddenly the mayor of San Andreas. Mm-hmm. Suck my Nos dick.
What was the, was it in the Need for Speed games that had
them
too?
Need for Speed, yeah.
Oh, I played Need for Speed. That's like you just race, right?
Yeah, but you're also like, isn't that Hot Pursuit where you're like, you're sort of street racing, but then you also got to dip out from the cops. And I feel like you had Nas in that game, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man. So yeah, fun. Nas is great. I'm going to, yeah, I want to put Nas on my Jetta.
Put Nas on my dick.
Oh, goddamn. I already have Nas on my dick. Come very fast. Excuse me. Gabe, we got a next one?
Yeah, you guys want to do, you want to do Secret Sock?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
This comes from an anonymous listener who says,
yep.
One of my friends has a secret child.
Hold up.
He doesn't know I know.
Is it Drake?
Does Drake listen to our podcast?
Bro, the whole Drake thing was like, I know it's overlooked, but motherfucker has a kid named Adonis.
His name's Adonis?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Isn't
that.
It? Who named? Can you double check that real quick?
Did he name it?
Well, he.
Is it Adonon?
Adonis? I forget what it is, but it's.
I would love it if it was pronounced Adonon.
It's hilarious, but it's just so funny. He
Adonis.
Adonis, yeah. Some club chick. He just.
Not a club chick, bro. I think she's a porn star. What a come up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Bro, that is
a
every
fucking
no,
come
when
up.
Porn stars see a rapper come into their club, they are like, yup, we getting that tonight.
Because how much money do you, I mean, that's like, that is literally like a $10 million cum.
That's a $10 million fuck right
that's
there.
That's a $10 million cum.
But dude, it's like just so wild that Pusha T found out and was like, oh, I'm gonna drop some heat on you. Threw it in a song. Drake probably heard that. The fact that Drake wasn't just like, didn't quit rapping after that, I'd be like, all right.
Dude.
I would take my son and I'd raise him to just become like a tour guide or something. I'm like, you gotta get the fuck out of the States, bro. We going to Dubai. You are a tour guide out here now.
Let me tell you, you ever heard of Dave and Buster's? Because that's what we're working.
Goddamn. But that's so crazy. So guy got a secret kid and he doesn't think the friend knows.
But the friend
knows. Does the kid know? I mean, sorry. Does
as long as the kid knows the friend who their own father is, I think
that's fine.
Does
the friend know, though? So the friend knows.
The friend wrote in and said, my friend has a secret kid.
But he hasn't told his friends.
Yeah.
So the friend doesn't know. That's what I'm asking.
The friend doesn't think that the friend knows.
But the friend does know. Okay, let's put some fucking, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's put some, okay.
Friend
so,
one writes in.
Okay, hold on. So Gabe, mm-hmm. you got a secret kid.
Yeah.
Trev, you know, right? Right?
And, yeah.
But do you know that you have the secret kid? Does he find out?
Gabe thinks that
kid.
I don't know,
but Gabe does know in this scenario.
I do know about my secret kid.
Okay, that's what I'm asking, because that would be wild if you knew and Gabe didn't know. That's what I thought was happening.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping for. So rewrite in and tell us, alter the story. Have you seen Marley and Me? Anyways, good plot. But,
Nas, so I...
Well, you got to play... dumb, because eventually the friend's gonna tell you and you gotta be like, what? No way.
I hate those scenarios when I gotta fucking act.
I thought you had a mini sock just chilling around your house because your thumb got cold, you know?
Damn, you got a kid.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy.
You do that a lot though, isn't that crazy? Like when you know something very obvious and somebody tells you and you're like, yeah, bro, we know that.
Yeah,
but you gotta be like, what?
You ever just cut them off? I know.
What?
Because I don't want the pageantry of being like, oh, damn, what? Because you're already going to tell me. So let me just tell you I already know quickly. I already know. Then they go, oh, you do? And you're like, all right, good. So now we can just have a conversation.
Parents come up, hey, Trevor, you're adopted. I know. You're Japanese. I am not. I know. I'm adopted, okay?
What? Are you Japanese?
No, my parents are.
Sick.
I was adopted. I was not adopted. I would probably be more athletic if I was adopted. I'll tell you that much.
I think you shit on your athleticism. I think you're more athletic than you think you are.
Wow.
I'm just being nice. 2020.
What made you think that?
Nothing. I just wanted to be nice.
All right. Thank you. Is it the camo jacket I'm wearing today?
Yeah, damn. You ever been hunting?
Fishing. That's a way of hunting.
That is.
It's a more fucked up way to hunt.
How come you don't say I hunted when you went fishing? You say I went fishing. But you're hunting for fish. What if you spear fish? Are you hunting fish
then?
So
if you hunt deer, are you deering?
Yes. And then if you go for elk, are you elking? Yes. If
crocodile, you're crocking?
Did you see that video of the hot ass bitch petting the big ass crocodile?
No.
Dude, this is the biggest crocodile I've ever seen.
You jerk off to different stuff.
No. I didn't jerk. I did.
Huh? Wait, you ever been fishing?
No.
I went deep sea fishing and it's wild.
I would love to do that shit. Well, what did you catch?
My buddy caught.
You caught your buddy?
Yeah. He fucking, you won't believe it. He took his Gran Turismo off a cliff with Nas, and then I saved him. With the fishing hook. The fishing hook actually took out his molars while I did it, but
you wouldn't believe it is a the biggest setup for I'm about to lie.
No.
You wouldn't believe it.
It is. No, he caught like a 30. It was kind of sad. So the best part about deep sea fishing is the view, because you go when it's dark and you see the sun rise
when
at
it's
like
dark?
6 a.m. You go out at like 4 a.m. So you can, because fish be waking up. They're hungry. They're like, I need my Starbucks. I need to shit already.
Yeah, how many bathrooms in here?
Think about it, bro. The fish are sleeping. The sun's out. They're like, let me enjoy this nice morning. And they're like, oh, was that a goddamn worm this morning? This might be a good ass day. And then they're just, yagaga. But fish, so the sunset is great. Or the sunrise.
Fish don't ever have to worry about bathrooms, by the way. I just want to let you know that. They just swim around and just shit.
So ocean gender neutral.
Oh,
that's so progressive of the ocean.
The ocean is a toilet, if you think about it.
Well,
that's
guess
terrible.
What? We drink that water because it's the same place and you can't make H2O.
Two H2Os and 1 0.
So you take two oceans and one's oxygen?
That's what it is, dude.
Hear me out.
Water cycle. Here's what,
no, the fishing is crazy because my friend caught like this 35-pound like yellowfin tuna, and like the boating, the reel, the fish guys are jerking off. They're like, oh!
Yeah.
They help reel it in, and then it flies on deck. It's flopping around, and then the head honcho takes out a baseball bat.
Oh.
And it was like the most mob shit I've ever seen. It's maybe 7:30 a.m. Without even batting an eye, just wha-pa, pa. Whacks on the head 3 times, puts it out, looks at us, and goes, that's a good catch. And I was like, this guy kills people.
He hit him with a slugger,
dude,
baseball
that's
bat.
That's like what they do. Because they're fighters. They can go without air for a little bit. And like their tail is strong enough. It hits you, it'll cut you.
What?
A fish? Like a big tuna?
Yeah.
Same with marlins. All those big ass fishes. Like they're fucking.
They cut your leg off?
Bro, it's a 35-pound tuna. It's got some fucking wop wop wop.
Yeah, I guess I can't imagine how big a 35
so they
pound
just
fish
it's
is.
I mean it like I can try to find a picture, but it's like if you were to hold the plate you bring a turkey out on Thanksgiving
yeah.
with some girth on it.
Oh,
they're big
shit.
So when they bring it on, it's just best to just put it out of its misery and wop wop wop. So next time you're eating your little tuna tartare, just know that motherfucker got his ass beat in an alleyway
by a Louisville slugger.
Yeah.
By, oh my God,
by
I didn't
his
even
son's
know that.
Titanium bat, yeah. So, moral of the story, it's yeah. wild.
That is
tastes great though.
Fishing, you know what's crazy about that? Is like when you actually like catch a thing or kill a thing and then you eat it.
Yeah.
That's owning it.
Yeah.
It's in its environment, you shoot it. You bring it back, you skin it, you cook it,
well,
you eat it.
I mean,
you caveman
goes,
motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. It goes back to the early on days where you're like, you went out, you hunt, you gather, and you ate it. You feel like you're just a part of the natural process. But if you're just killing 50 salmon a day and then slanging to like a Ralph's, then you're like, bro, this dude's a hitman. Like people in the sea are like, that's One-Eyed Jerry. And they're like, get the fuck out of here.
I couldn't.
But something about like taking it down and then you do it, it's more rewarding.
Yeah, that like that hunter gatherer shit makes me hard. Like I'm fucking let's go hunt some deer.
Let's go pick some berries.
What?
But you never pick strawberries and eating them yourself?
No, that shit makes me nervous. I think they're all poisonous. You ever been to the woods and pick the shit thing? I don't know about the woods. No, I'm not gonna pick a berry.
No, I
and
haven't.
Eat it.
But I'll go to like a farm. We can pick the berries.
Yeah, I mean I'll go to like a Ralph's, like a grocery store, and pick some.
I got some strawberries in the fridge right now.
You know what's funny about the grocery store? They don't give a fuck, man. You eat a goddamn berry, they don't care.
No.
You'd open it up, eat two berries, I don't care. You're not getting you're not getting in trouble for that. You eat a banana in front of someone, they don't care.
I remember the day I found out you could eat the food you're about to buy in the store. You feel like you own the place.
You feel like it's your refrigerator.
You're like, oh, this power bar? Yeah. Not fucking when I get home. I need this Cliff Bar now. And then it's something about seeing somebody eat what they're about to buy. Everybody like gets all like, ugh.
It's a little weird.
Is it?
It's a little weird when someone's eating a frozen lasagna in front of you when they're fucking walking down aisle 7.
Anything frozen at a... depressing.
You ever seen someone eat frozen broccoli? What? You lost your kids? What happened?
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying it's when it's still frozen.
Oh.
Like chomping it like fucking popcorn down aisle 9.
Ugh.
Honk, honk.
It's got to be some like in a wrapper that you can eat that, like a bag of chips, Cliff Bar. But if you see a dude just with like the cold meatloaf that you just got to heat up, you're like, you ain't paying for nothing.
Having some fucking protein powder, just scooping it down his fucking gullet.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I wonder what's the craziest shit people have made. I mean, who knows? It's crazy. I think we're out of time.
We are super out of time.
But hey, man.
Listen, guys, This has been fun, man. Fucking 2020. Let's make it the best year that we can possibly make it, man. Everyone work hard, get motivated. And yeah, man, everyone's gonna make it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes. We just hit 1,100, baby.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yo, I'm gonna be in DC, headlining the DC Comedy Loft on the 10th and 11th. So come out and buy them tickets, bro.
Rochester, New York.
Boom.
The 16th through the 18th. Pull up on that. That's gonna be dope. Then the week after, gonna be in Vancouver, British Columbia, the 23rd through the 26th at the House of Comedy, which is also known as the Columbia Theater. Pull up.
Guys, come out to the shows. It's gonna be really fun. Guys, thank you again for so much for listening. We love you guys. Peace. Have a good day.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.